Hi everyone, this is Acacia Courtney. I'm here in Hong Kong for the Hong Kong International Races. It's actually my third trip to Hong Kong. I was here for HKIR last year and then was back in April for 2 weeks. So I've been so fortunate to be able to have a great relationship with the Hong Kong Jockey Club, and I'm really looking forward to the races this weekend. We have such a good international presence to look forward to, and we're going to talk about the four Group 1 races that we have on Sunday, beginning with race number four, which is the Hong Kong Vaz. It's 2,400 meters, which is about a mile and a half, as we would say in America. And of course, all eyes will be on Highland Reel, who's coming out of his wire-to-wire win in the Breeders' Cup turf last time out. And the biggest thing with him is that after such a big 2016 campaign, he had 8 starts this year. He was second in the arc and then, of course, won the Breeders' Cup turf. He has every right to look like he's kind of peaked and going back the opposite direction now, but I just thought he looked so strong in training. So he's going to be my top pick in the Vaz there, though I do think that he's going to be a pretty short price. Race 5 is the Hong Kong Sprint, and that's where our lone U.S. contender will be, Pure Sensation, for Christophe Clément. He's drawn outside, but he does have quite a bit of early speed. Big question with him is that he does actually have a foot abscess, so he hasn't been training. We didn't see him out Thursday and Friday on the track. He stayed in the barns that day, but I have heard that it's good news. They do expect him to run on Sunday. A decision will be made Saturday morning. Hopefully he's able to come out and train, but it seemed like he was moving closer to 100%, and whether you think he has a shot in this race or not, I do think that he's a big part of the pace scenario in here, and especially after making the long trip over, hope that he gets to make it to the starting gate. Big Arthur from Japan is my top pick in here. He's just been training great, though I do think that Hong Kong has a very big shot in here for their local horses. Big Arthur is 8-for-13 in lifetime starts. He's a beautifully looking horse physically. I think he's had some trouble last time out in his start, so he's got to be able to stay clear today. We do also have the 2014 sprint winner Aerovelocity and the 2015 sprint winner Pinophobia racing in here, and then also a horse named Lucky Bubbles from Hong Kong, also with those two other horses that are representing the locals, who's ridden by jockey Brett Preble, who's the leading jockey in this race, having won it 3 times. He really seems to be coming into his own, this horse, so that might be one to watch as well. Race number 7 is the Hong Kong Mile. It's 1,600 meters, again, a mile. And this is where Abel Friend is making his return, his valiant return, hopefully. He was the 2014 mile winner. He was the 2015 Hong Kong Horse of the Year. He was third in this race last year. And then he's been on the shelf pretty much since then. He did have one race in 2016, and that was fourth in a Group 2 race in November. So from what his jockey Joe Moreira has said, he's back into full form. He's fully recovered. He said that he didn't feel anything off when training with the horse, and the horse looked absolutely fantastic training. So he's my top pick, but a little bit hesitantly so, because he has been on the shelf for a bit. Japan does have another big contender in here in Neorealism, though I'm not completely sure if he wants this mile distance. I would like to see him go a little bit longer, and have to give a quick mention to another Hong Kong horse, Sun Jewelry, who has to face older, but again, it looks like he's really going to be able to set up well in this spot. And then the last race is race number 8, the Hong Kong Cup. That's the last Group 1. It's 2,000 meters, which is about a mile and a quarter, and this is where Japan really looks like it's going to dominate. They have 5 runners in this field, and it looks like all 5 of them actually have a shot. Of course, the top 2 are going to be last year's cup winner, Aisha Nakari, who was just completely sensational. He's got that early speed. He was not himself in his last start. He seemed to have freaked out a bit in the paddock beforehand. He didn't run exceptionally well at Royal Ascot. I don't know if his running style and the way that he moved really fit at Royal Ascot. But what he does know how to do is run out in front of the rest of the field, and he seems to be behaving himself and training for the past couple of days here. He's definitely going to be one of the horses to beat. The other horse to beat being another Japanese invader with Maurice, who won the Hong Kong Mile last year. He came back, also won the Champions Mile here in April, so he's 2 for 2 in Hong Kong, but he's stretching out again now to this 2,000-meter distance where he did win in his last race, last time out. So the stretch out, of course, is a question. I do wonder if he's just maybe the more mature horse, mentally mature, certainly, but it's going to be, in my opinion, one of those two horses. And I also have to give a mention to another Japanese horse in here, Stefanos, who's just really caught my eye training. His coat looks fantastic, and his physical looks fantastic as well. So we'll see if we can get some winners home on Sunday with the Hong Kong International Races. Thanks to the HRRN Group for having me on, and good luck if you're playing Hong Kong.